Hey everybody, and welcome to another edition of Writer Club Radio. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And this week we watched Kamen Rider Ghost Episode 40 and Animal Sentai Gyojur Episode 21. Liam, why don't you walk us through the beautiful world of Kamen Rider Ghost?
Can you believe we're on 40 already?
Not fast enough!
Okay, so this week on Kamen Rider Ghost, they beat a Ganmizer, so let's talk about Xaid now.
Kamen Rider
Xaid was revealed.
We can't skip to the good part. We gotta get the bad part out of the way first, so people will sit through it.
Okay. Fuck. Alright, let me mentally prepare myself. Okay, so this week, the girl is still upset that her dad is a bad dad. He's a bad dad, he's a bad cop. He's just a bad everything. And also, everyone's sitting around in front of the temple talking, and Alan talks about how he has another brother.
And then, I love that. I love, he's like, family, huh? And then thinks about his brother, and he's like, oh shit, I had another brother! That was important, and I forgot it!
I was just thinking about my brother, and then he winks at the camera. And then Makoto...
just thinking about my brother, and then he reaches up his sleeve and pulls out a poster and unravels it, and it says, Kamen Rider Ghost Summer Movie.
It's framed, of course. And then Makoto's... talks about his dad, but then his dad's dead?
Yeah, wasn't that just great writing? Wasn't that a great way to give exposition to an audience? Where he says, not like my dad, who left us. And then Kanan's like, he must have had his reasons. Then the camera switches to the sage, and the sage just says, wow, it's too bad their dad died.
They can't believe he's dead. I shouldn't tell him, though. Thank God no one
mentioned
this.
It was a completely unrelated scene. He's like downstairs in the basement. He doesn't know what's happening. He just randomly says, oh, Fukami Daigo, it's such a shame that he's fucking dead.
He's reminiscing. It's a coincidental reminisce. It happens a lot.
It's great writing.
Yeah.
It's a good writing technique. Just cut to a different scene and have someone talk about something someone just talked about for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I believe William Shakespeare was a fan of that amazing writing.
William Shakespeare is rolling over in his grave because he's finally met his match.
He's met his match, whoever the hell wrote this episode. Random Toei writer.
What, you think we checked?
No. No.
So... the Ganmizer in the little girl's body.
Who is the head writer of Kamen Rider Ghost? Name withheld upon request?
I believe it's John Doe in the credits.
Alan Smithy? Go ahead, though.
Okay, so the Ganmizer in the body of the little girl. She approaches the other police officer, and she...
Damn, you skipped to, like, 25 minutes into the episode.
There's nothing happens.
Nothing does happen.
Would you care to give me what happens? Nothing. So the Ganmizer goes to the other police officer and shoots a laser beam at him, and then the dad in the Ganmizer's body shows up, and then the Ganmizer decides to switch back right then and there. As soon as everyone figures out what's going on and who's in whose body, the Ganmizer switches everyone back. And then it turns out Shinozaki, the other police officer, gets away in the confusion. So they chase him down to the old rocky beach. And there they find out that he was the one who was the bad. And Jeff, you were absolutely right. The dad was working with the lesser criminal to catch the greater criminal.
Yep.
But Shinozaki caught wind of it, and he hit the lesser criminal. And the dad knew because he was the monster. Off behind the sandbags.
You know,
so he heard everything.
There's a decent... Actually, I'm skipping to the part where we talk about the episode. Go ahead.
Give me one second.
You can finish the thing.
Let me sort through this complex narrative, and then we can start. So the guy was bad, and the dad arrests him, and then the Ganmizer shows up, and we have the obligatory fight.
Which I skipped mostly through.
Down at the old rocky beach. And they defeat the Ganmizer. And Billy the Kid is involved, too, but, I mean, he doesn't do anything. And
He
shoots a gun. Just like he did when he was alive. And that's the end of the episode. So, Jeff, what did you think of Kamen Rider Ghost Episode 40?
I think my catchphrase for Kamen Rider Ghost comes into play now. I hated it.
I hated it, Jeff 2016.
There was a little thread woven through it that was far more interesting than anything that's ever been in Ghost so far. And
really?
It's Mayu's father and the other policeman... and they're like, the other policeman's betrayal of their their like promise to one another to clean up the police department. That would make for a great show.
Yeah.
Just like I should really watch some like police dramas, Japanese police dramas. They sound like they'd be pretty fucking sweet. Nobody subs those though.
If Kamen Rider is almost pulling it, maybe an actual police drama would pull it really well. Who knows?
But I like that part. I want to watch that show. Every time the camera cut from them, they're standing on the rocky beach and they're talking to each other, and I'm like into that. And then the camera cuts to Takeru's dumb fucking mug and all of his clown friends standing around. They all got out of their clown car to come down to the beach and witness this. My heart just drops every time.
Because you remember you're watching Ghost and not a cop drama.
Yeah, I'm like, man, you promised, Sanazaki. You promised. You
promised you'd make the police the right place.
And then they cut back to Ghost, and I'm like, shit.
Fuck, that's the show I'm watching. There's a plotline a lot like this one in Agito. This was a while ago. I didn't just watch this episode, but like a while ago, I swear. There's a plotline just like it where like a cop is forced to arrest his friend who's committed a crime, and it's done a lot better there, I will say. It's stretched out over two episodes.
Yeah.
And they don't shove the Rider stuff into it and muddle it up. It's sort of kept separate.
My brain shuts off other Rider shows when I watch Ghost. It's the only way I can get through it without killing myself.
Yeah. It's harder. But I have to say I agree with you. I mean, it's hardly a surprise at this point, but I sure didn't like this episode. One thing that bugged the holy fuck out of me, is that they're on the rooftop and they switch all the bodies, and there's this big revelation that, oh, the dad was in the monster body the whole time. But what did that actually do to affect the plot?
Nothing. He was there when Sanazaki tried to set him up. That's it.
But he could have been the daughter there. He could
have. Yeah, he could have been the daughter there. It wouldn't have made any difference.
If the Ganmizer was in that scene as the daughter, then maybe okay. But, like, he's there, but him being a Ganmizer doesn't matter at all. It doesn't affect anything.
It just happens, this is a children's show. I know it's a children's show. But wouldn't it have been really fucking cool if when Takeru did his finishing move on the Ganmizer with Dad San in it, if it would have killed him, and then Takeru had to face the repercussions of killing a human being and trying to return him back to life instead of himself.
I know we talk about a lot of what-ifs on this show, but I don't think any Kamen Rider series would actually do that, have the main character kill a dude accidentally.
I don't know.
I can't think of any of them doing that in the past.
No, maybe not. Anything could have happened, and it would have been better. That's Ghost's tagline, right there. One of its million taglines.
Anything could have happened, and it would have been better. The problem with this episode is that, like I said before, the body switch, it's just a stupid gimmick. It doesn't affect anything.
It's pointless.
And also, most of the plot is just doled to you by the characters talking pretty much straight to the camera.
Yeah.
Like, they just walk up to each other, and they talk. Even the Sonozaki's betrayal is just them walking up to each other and talking on the rocky beach. They don't do anything.
Yeah, that's like a moment that I specifically had to like stop the play of the video for a second and gather my composure so that I could finish the episode.
Mm-hmm.
When Dad San is like, Sonozaki, you're the bad guy, not me. And Sonozaki's like, oh my god, you're right.
You caught me.
It cuts back to Takeru, and Takeru goes, Mayu-chan, your dad was a good guy all along. I just paused it, and I was like, I can't fucking believe someone actually said that out loud in a TV show that's not a parody.
That was a really useful line, actually. I didn't understand what was going on. I needed Takeru to tell me. I couldn't see it happening right in front of my fucking face.
Every episode of Ghost is like a little dumbed down compared to the previous one. Like, it's for slightly younger audiences. By episode 50, this is going to be a show for fetuses.
We're gradually approaching Sesame Street as the show goes on.
They're going to have to put the TV up to like the pregnant bellies of ladies, show it in vitro to the fucking fetuses.
You know what?
It's going to be above everyone else's. It's going to be above their head.
At least those fetuses won't have to look at it. Because the stomach wall will be in front of them.
Hey, did you know Igor was in this episode?
Yeah, he spoke once. He said one line.
He popped up and said, fascinating.
It was in his contract. He has to appear in X number of episodes, so...
Is Igor fucking John Toei?
Igor might be John Toei.
Like, is Igor, like, in a back room somewhere, like, sucking some dick so that he could be in every episode of Kamen Rider Ghost?
I wonder how much he gets paid for every appearance. Does time factor into it?
Is he, like, famous? Is he an actual, like, Japanese famous man, and that's why he's...
He could be a comedian. I bet he looks... He's got the look of a comedian. Like, he's part of some comedy duo.
Well, he doesn't look like a heartthrob. And you don't get it on Kamen Rider unless you're a heartthrob or a comedian.
That's true, or an idol.
I don't understand how this character still exists.
I don't know what he's still doing there. He hasn't affected the plot in years.
You remember when he had a plot? He had like a plan, and it involved that company? The Demia Project? Do you remember that?
I think he's still living in an office in Deep Connect. I think he lives under a desk or something there, because he's always there when they're there.
I foresee that the next 10 episodes, if it goes to 50 and that's the end of it, the next 10 episodes are going to be, like, jam-fucking-packed with shit. Like, constantly shit happening, and it's going to be too much.
I think you are grossly overestimating this show. I think the next 10 episodes are going to be the same shit we've seen. The Ganmisers are going to be dead, and then they're going to beat... Oh, Adonis is dead. They're going to beat Adele, and then that's going to be the end. I think there's going to be no surprises, no big twists.
No, there's not going to be any surprises or big twists. There's just going to be shit.
It's just
like, the Demia Project is going to go live.
It's going to
unless
be
they forgot
thing.
About it.
No, they're going to make it go live. It's going to be an internet that eats people's souls, and that's going to be the big final thing. And then they're going to blow up a computer... And then they're gonna blow up Adele. I'm gonna go ahead and say that it's gonna be you could probably predict the end of Ghost right now. I can see it from where I'm standing.
Yeah. The thing that aggravated me the most in this episode is the same thing that aggravated me the most in the last episode, and that's everyone constantly being like, "No, Mayu-chan, your dad's a good man. You just need to give him a chance. You don't fucking know this man. You met him yesterday." You don't know anything about him. He could be, like, a child rapist, for all you know.
Now, that would be a fucking episode where his secret was that he was having, like, a fucking child pornography ring.
Do you remember that episode of Kamen Rider Ghost where the cop had a child pornography ring?
Hey, that was a real, ooh.
Yeah.
Real break from tradition there.
That was right out of left field.
What annoyed me more than anything else about this episode was the constant interjections of Watch Our Movie.
Oh,
Alan
yeah.
Jumping in to talk about his brother, Makoto jumping in to talk about his dad at the most inopportune of times. He keeps doing it throughout the episode, but at the very end is the one where I was like, I started laughing, like, maniacally. Because the daughter is walking away with the dad, they've reconciled, she's all tsundere, but they've reconciled. And they're like, well, that's so nice. And Makoto's like, yeah, but, you know, my dad wasn't like that. And it's like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're such a wet blanket. Shut
yeah, if
ass.
There was an actual, like, group of friends and somebody said that, everybody would be like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Now is not the time. But you have to advertise the movie. His dad's, like, on another planet or something right now.
He steps up. He's seriously like, yeah, they're family, though. Not like my dad.
The Linkin Park starts playing in the distance.
A single tear rolls down his cheek and takes some of his eyeshadow with it.
In the last two episodes, in the combined, like, net time of about 5 minutes, we've learned that Makoto has a dad that's going to be involved in the plot. Makoto's dad abandoned him. Makoto's dad is dead, and also Makoto's dad is on another planet. They've stuffed this into two episodes so they can have a movie.
It's like, you're right. We didn't even know Makoto had a father until, like, three episodes ago.
Yeah. He just appears, and now he's on an alien world.
Two episodes ago?
I think it was last episode when he was first
mentioned.
You're
right. Last episode, in episode 38 of a series, we found out that a character actually had a father, and his father is involved in the plot somehow.
You know what I can't wait for more than anything, though, is after the movie's out, when they just stop talking about him completely for no reason.
There'll be, like, a throwaway line. After the movie's out of theaters or whatever, they'll be like, well, I'm glad we resolved that with our father.
What I want is to have an episode that not only references the big crossover movie, but is all about it. Like, after, and not the way they usually do. I mean, like, takes place right after, where it'll start with them, like, all coming into the temple. Makoto's got, like, an ice pack on his head, and he's like, oh, fuck, that was a rough couple days. Who is that dude who turned into a motorcycle? He kicked me in the face.
There should just be, like, a giant fucking asterisk on the whole screen, and in the bottom, in tiny letters, it says, please see our movie.
There were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
That's a sick reference,
that's
bro.
That's a sick reference.
You have the sickest reference, everybody knows.
I just want a scene like that.
I don't want that scene. I want Ghost to be over. That's what I want. I want it to just be fucking done.
Well, we've got to put up with it for at least 10 more episodes. I still say Ghost is going to be the one of the ones that pulls it to, like, 52. Just goes, like, didn't Wizard, like, drag it way up
know.
To, like, 53
just
years?
Just fucking kill me.
I know, knowing our luck, Ghost is going to pull it out just above 50, just to spite us. That's
probably
my prediction.
It's just, everybody was constantly, this whole episode, like, no, Mayu-chan, give your dad a chance. All the evidence points to him being a fucking horrible father in every way, shape, and form. But he probably is great. We've never met him. You know him. But he's probably bad. Like, pretty good, right?
I'll take his word over yours, even though he's affiliated with multiple criminals.
And then at the end of the episode, they're like, Mayu-chan, your dad's, like, a good guy, see? And she's like, that still doesn't excuse the way he treated me and my mother. My mother died in a fucking hospital alone because he wouldn't see her. He was too busy. And Ghost is just like, well, you know, what do you want me to say?
It's not treated as, like, a tragedy either. The dad's just like, well, that's a shame. And then they walk off.
Yeah. She's 100% right. He's a terrible father.
And that's how it's always gonna be.
But at the end of the episode, everybody's like, no, see, he's a good father, right? No, he's still bad.
It's the same problem you're always talking about, Jeff, where Takeru is always right. Whenever he opens his mouth, he's always right.
Yeah.
He always says the right thing.
He's right that the father's a good father because he says so,
even
and everyone believes him.
Even when he's 1,000% wrong, he's right. Shut
everyone,
your ass.
Including the daughter, believes him for some reason. Well, I guess the last 12, 14 years of my life have been, you know, just, I've been wrong
just
the whole time.
Lie.
He's been at all my birthday parties, and he definitely didn't let my mom die in the hospital alone, so.
It was all imaginary. Humanity's potential is infinite.
I fucking hate this show. If you would have been sitting on the couch next to me when I was watching this show, I, like, gesticulate at the screen, like, are you fucking kidding me?
Just wildly exclaiming.
I'm, like, rolling my eyes, and just, I shouldn't be watching this show. So every now and then we get somebody writing in that's like, could you please stop watching the show? It's,
nope.
You're torturing yourself. No one's enjoying it.
Look, a great man named Winston Churchill once said, if you're going through hell, keep going. So that is what we're going to do with Ghost, until the end.
There is a subsection of our very tiny fan base who enjoys us bitching about the show every week.
And they're still here, so.
Yeah.
They're listening right now. How's it going?
I wonder if we've lost viewership from this.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. But now they know what they're getting into by now. It's been 40. This is the 40th episode where we bitch about Ghost in a row.
I don't know about that. We started out with, like, high hopes for the series.
That's true.
Because it was your brainchild.
It was.
The suits were great.
The suits were great. Don't remind me of those days.
Those days are over.
They're over. Long over.
They use their regular forms against a Ganmizer in this episode.
I was thinking, Ghost pulls out his regular old self soul. And I think it was just to make Alan feel better.
There's a fucking moment in this episode where he says, I know my dad's watching over me out there somewhere. I'm like, he's in your jacket pocket right now.
he's
an icon.
Fiery,
you're carrying him.
That little fiery one, yeah. He's watching
I know
over.
You forgot about that form already, but
oh, yeah.
It's your father.
That one's gone.
Do you remember the tabletop Kamen Rider game we played in where I was the DM and I made up a story where the main writer's mid-season upgrade was his father?
Yeah, that was weird.
Isn't that strange?
It's almost like they're stealing ideas from us every day.
they would have had to have been real deep in, like, undercover at that point, since I don't even think we were doing Rider Club Radio at that time.
No, we were not. That'd have to be deep cover. Wasn't it that, like, his dad got turned into goop or something? And then they formed the goop into the upgrade?
No. He like, melted into the upgrade.
Okay.
His father died to give him an upgrade. Sound familiar? Thanks for stealing all my fucking ideas, Toei.
Thanks, John. Maybe it's just that Toei is so creatively bankrupt that when we come up with something on the spot, it's the same as them. Because they're
maybe
coming up
with
shit on
the spot, too. Maybe we're the creatively bankrupt one. Maybe I have ideas that are just as terrible as Toei.
Maybe you're the monster.
Maybe all along Toei were the heroes and I was the villain.
Oh, no. No. Don't even joke.
I refuse to live in that world. I think that's all I have to say about this episode of Ghost, besides, please watch our movie!
Please watch the movie. Maybe they'll stop fucking saying it if you just go watch it, so...
It's, Alan's brother, Archie, whatever his name is.
Babyface.
He has, like, a giant bowl cut that's obviously not real hair.
That's the worst hair! Because it has to, I don't know, they were like, we gotta distinguish him. From all the other Allen brothers.
He wears a white outfit.
I don't know. They got maybe that's it. They wanted to keep like a whiteness aesthetic to him. A pale aesthetic, so they give him like really blonde hair.
That's fine. He doesn't need a bowl cut.
The bowl cut I can't explain. I have nothing.
It's Adonis was tired of paying for ridiculous haircuts for three children. For four children, so one of you has to get a regular one. I'm getting the bowl out.
No, yeah, Adonis. Nonsense. I'll cut your hair myself. You don't need to waste money on that. That extravagant barber.
He had to kill someone and bring them to the ghost world to be a barber.
It's too much effort.
I like that, what's your face? I keep wanting to call her Adele, because Adele is a girl's name.
Alia.
Alia just wakes up in her coffin, and the, like, goon Ganma run around her,
yeah.
and she just gives up, I guess. She's like, alright, let's
go.
If only she
was a Kamen Rider, she might have been able to fight them off, but, yeah.
If only she had a penis, she would have been able to escape.
That's true. Untransformed, they could probably beat them up. Takeru could probably do it, but...
But no, yeah. She gets taken to the throne room. They at least take her to her room... To put on, they like take her to her charred corpse ashes so that she can dig her clothes out of them and put them back on.
Thank goodness.
Before they take them to see Adele.
You notice everything was going fine for Alia until she revealed that she was a female rider and then everything went downhill?
Over one episode. That's
a little
fucked.
Weird. A little weird.
Yeah. Well, that's what she gets for being a woman, that, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she shouldn't have chose that.
She should have picked a different character. She should have played Alan.
She should have played as Alan. That guy's been doing great.
She could have played third fiddle to a 12-year-old in a blouse.
And a stick figure, remember. Oh.
That's enough for Ghost.
I'm sure all of the actors involved in Ghost are perfectly nice people.
I don't care.
Okay. Okay.
I feel no guilt making fun of this terrible show and everyone involved in it.
Do you want to get to the meat of this podcast?
Sure. Let's hear about some news. I bet I can tell what you're going to say.
Oh, yeah? Hit me.
You're going to talk about Kamen Rider X-Aid.
Yeah, there's only one news item this week, but it's a doozy.
Why?
Toei came out this week. Or I guess it was more Bandai, because it's like a huge toy catalog that got dropped, revealing like everything about this new show.
Yeah.
Kamen Rider X-Aid. There's pictures all over. There's five riders been revealed so far, including the main one. The gamer driver's been revealed. A bunch of the weapons. A bit of the plot has been revealed.
Still don't know any of their names or anything. Though.
We know their rider names.
Do we?
It's the main dude's X-Aid.
Yes.
The knight is Kamen Rider Brave. The shooting man with the fringe is Kamen Rider Snipe. The bike is Kamen Rider Racer, and the Dark X-Aid is called Kamen Rider Genm.
Ganma?
They're back!
Oh no!
That's the shit. And they use... What I'm most excited about is they all use the gamer driver, which means maybe there's going to be like 15 riders in this show. I pray.
You love lots of riders.
I love lots of riders. Give me all of them.
But you get a bunch of riders who have, like, no personality, and they just show up to get killed.
Well, okay, you're assuming the worst. I'm assuming this is going to be a
good
show.
I'm assuming Toei.
I'm going to come at this...
Ryuki was a good show. How much character did Kamen Rider Scissors have?
Okay, but Scissors was just one. Ryuki had... They had Ryuki, they had Knight, Zolda, Oja, fucking Odin... Emperor.
Oh, Odin had such great personality. There were two guys in that suit, and we still didn't know that.
Okay, but he was a distinctive character who had a lot of impact on the plot, and he was cool.
Mm.
He was distinct. I'm hoping for like a good rider series with lots of riders and lots of distinctive characters that fight each other a lot. That's all I want out of X8.
What if they don't fight each other? Are you going to be like super bummed?
I'm actually going to be a little bummed if they're always friends all the time, but they really don't look like it, so.
No. They'll be friends by episode 10, though.
Now, you are such a pessimist.
Ghost Dude, if you go into the series with no expectations, it can't destroy your expectations.
What do you think of the designs, Wilbur? What do you think of X8's design?
When I first saw the image of X8, I was absolutely certain somebody had taken a picture of Akiba Red from Akiba Ranger, mirrored it, and changed the colors.
It's got the hair fringe, yeah.
But then I looked closer and was like, wow, he looks like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. And the more I looked at it, I love the fact that he has giant cartoon eyes.
I think
that's fucking awesome.
When I first looked at the design, I was like, wow, I hate this. And then I looked at it 5 minutes later, and I was like, this is a really good design, actually. I love it. It's a good
design in the same way that like stuff that's hit, like a really ugly dog can like win your heart.
No, it's got a shitty color scheme. I'll be the first to admit it's got a shitty highlighter color scheme.
It does.
But I love the hair, I love the eyes, I love the big controller on his chest.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty nice design. I like the belt, too.
I might be, like, the only people in existence who feel this way, but I actually like it, too. I feel like it is a little bit like an ugly duckling that I love for some reason. There's parts of it that are brilliant. Like, I love the cartoon eyes. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
If you were looking for a more serious rider after Ghost, Ghost is technically supposed to be considered a serious series.
Is it? I wasn't aware.
I want you to think about that.
Yeah.
It's a plot dealing with a guy trying to come back to life after dying and running out of time, and people have died in this show.
Yeah, that should be really, really heavy. But no.
So, like, the big cartoon eyes are fine with me.
They're fine, yeah.
As long as it has a tone that matches that kind of thing. Like more fun tone.
What I would like is if it was like it started fun and then...
Oh, Kamen you want like a Gaim thing.
Yeah, Kamen Rider Snipe gets like impaled in episode 7 or something and then everything gets fucked. I would love something like that.
It might happen, who knows?
It could, anything's possible.
Anything is possible. I love the controller on his chest.
And then you could have all these colorful, fun-looking riders in these horrible situations.
Why don't you just go watch Gaim?
Maybe I will rewatch Gaim. Maybe I will.
I want something different.
I want something good, okay? It can be whatever it wants to be, as long as it's good.
I agree.
That's all I need. I wouldn't even mind if it's just these five. Just as long as they have interesting relationships that grow and change and have conflict, like real
human conflict. I would
actually
prefer if it was just this five.
Yeah.
My problem with every series is that every time they introduce a new character, the series becomes about that character forever. Until they introduce another new character, and then it's about that character.
Well, I don't mind that. Like I said, I like arc riders where the arc is about just here's this new rider and that's the arc, and then after his thing is done, he dies or whatever, he settles in, they go back to the normal plot. I think that's fine.
That is fine. I'm fine with that. My problem is when the rest of the series is about that new guy.
Or
they just continually bring in new people and it's about the new person every single time, and the main cast is basically pointless.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that maybe happening with this show.
That happens in Sentai all the time, and it's actually something I'm a little afraid of for Juoger. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah. So there's this system for transformation that they have that I fucking love. So you have your gamer driver, which looks like a fucking boppet, and you put it on. It looks like a Bokbit dipped in Nickelodeon gack.
Oh, yeah.
You put it on, and when you put it on, you turn into a little, like, Kabutak-looking chibi rider with a big head and everything, and that's level one. And then you pull a lever, and you turn into your normal form. That's level two. And then you have a video game in there, and then you put in a second video game, and that's level three, and then everything else is a mystery. But, like, they revealed all the games that you use to transform. They're obviously made-up games, but here's the shit. Here's the coolest shit about this show, is the games have a little jack-in port, and you could plug them into your fucking TV and play a little mini-game with them.
That is fucking awesome.
And they all play a different little game. The main dude's got, like, action games, and the Brave has RPGs, like Dragon Quest. Mm-hmm. Snipe has shooters and space shooting games like that. And
like a Gradius, that type of thing.
Racer has racing games, and the fucking level 4 upgrade, the big high super upgrade, is like a golden game, and it's a fucking Monster Hunter ripoff. Kamen Rider X8 Hunter action game. Draco Knight Hunter is the name of the game.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
It's so good that they're all like these little fake, like, these little fake approximations of real retro video games.
We need to find out if these games will be playable with, like, TVs overseas. Like, if they're only available for play on games on, like, Japanese televisions.
Yeah.
Or if they're available for play if we import them. Because I'm going to import the shit out of all these game cartridges.
Yeah, that's so good. Oh, also, Kamen Rider Gundam, the evil one, is sports games.
Of course.
And his second form, their second form's like their one-third season upgrade, I assume it is, like a Jinba Lemon thing. They show all of them. And his is like a bike across his shoulders, like a sick BMX acting as a shoulder pad.
Oh my god, that sounds like it looks like shit. I haven't seen that one.
Incredible. Would you like to see the scans?
Yes, I would. You have more scans than I do. I didn't have all of this.
All of these will be in the blog post, by the way. You can look at them and read along if you haven't clicked on them already.
Yeah, the Gamer Driver also has, like, 1990s font Gamer Driver in English.
Yeah, all on it. My favorite.
I love that.
That's my favorite.
Oh my god.
It's like you said, it's gaudy at first, but then you look at it a little more and you're like, it's got, like, a nice aesthetic to it. It's got a nice, like, cartoony, coherent aesthetic to it.
I fucking love the cartoon eyes so much.
And everyone's got them, too.
Sick BMX bike, huh?
Sick BMX bike.
It doesn't look that bad. It actually looks pretty good. That's the best way they could have possibly done it.
Like the wheel makes the shoulder pad sort of thing. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
That's the best they could have done. Although I will say that Genom looks a hell of a lot better than X-Aid.
Well, because his color scheme is a lot more coherent than X-Aid's.
Yeah, his color scheme isn't just fucking medicine pink.
He doesn't look like he stepped in a landmine in a highlighter store. But, I mean, I love the suits. What can I say? I think they're great.
I actually like them, too. It's like, I don't know how it's gonna look in action, but in stills, it looks like a cartoon character, like, taken from 2D to 3D.
Yeah. The only one we have in a lot of detail, like in a high-resolution shot, is X-8 himself. And he looks fucking crazy. The other ones are kind of low-res, kind of far away. You can't quite see.
I actually really like the others as well, if you see them.
I do love them.
Brave is the one who has, like, the night visor thing. Yeah, like, the one with holes in it. I think he looks the best.
He looks really nice, but Snipe's pretty good, too. I like that ridiculous fringe.
His hair fringe.
His hair fringe down there.
His scarf looks pretty sick.
Do they all have hair? Nah, Knight doesn't have hair.
No.
Brave doesn't have hair, rather.
Brave has a helmet on, though.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess Racer. They all fucking have helmets.
Brave's helmet is a helmet. X8's helmet is a hair. Get it right.
I guess that's true. But I actually like these designs, and if you would like to send in your hate mail for that, you can contact us at writerclubradio@gmail.com.
This is as good as it ever could have been.
I would love to hear your opinions on this costume. You can also tweet at us at Rider Club Radio. I want to hear your opinions on the X8 suits. When I first posted, or when Liam first posted the X8 suit, the little teaser thing, people seemed not very excited about it.
Well, it was a shitty toy. It was a shitty picture of a toy that did not look good.
No.
But now that I'm seeing the actual suit, it looks a lot better.
Although, apparently people buy into my Toei reverse quality principle pretty heavily.
Yeah, that's what I
heard. Because every response we got was like, this suit looks like shit. I bet the series is going to be great.
I'm sorry to disappoint you all, but I love it. I love it.
I actually love it, too.
I got very high hopes for this show.
I love it a little less wholeheartedly than Liam does, perhaps.
Perhaps a little. I just love that it's these cartridges that you like, there's like a handle on them, so you grab them by the handle and just slam them into your belt. I think that's the coolest thing ever.
It is pretty awesome. We'll have to see how the series itself actually is. I think there's really, like, it was an aesthetically great choice to give the cartoon eyes to them, because it sets them apart from every other rider immediately, and gives you a visual element to use in all of your, like, marketing and design and stuff.
Yeah, and it also jumps out right away. Like, it's, I mean, everything about this costume jumps out, oh, perhaps a little too much, but the eyes especially jump out.
I like the anime hair.
I love it. I love it. And we have a couple of plot details about it, too. It's about a dude who's a genius programmer, and he makes these things called... he makes these little things called bugsters that are supposed to, like, help him program. But the bugsters rebel, and they turn evil. So, like, he fights all these monsters, but the monsters call him father. So he to fight them, builds the gamer driver and the video games so that he can battle them. And they're like, I don't know what their attitude is towards him, but they call him father because he created them.
That's so weird.
That's what makes me excited. That's fucked
up. Yeah.
That's
super got like an entirely different tone to it. Like, you think about it. It has a different tone anyway. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be hopefully that's going to be actually interesting. It isn't just going to be them saying father before they fight normally. Still, that's so cool.
I want to see it. I want Ghost to be over right now. I've wanted Ghost to be over right now for 35 episodes.
Well, your wish will be granted in a mere 16 weeks. After episode 56 of Ghost.
If the next time you tune into Rider Club Radio, there's just some other guy in my place, rest assured, I've just killed myself.
When you see the news that Ghost is going to go past 50, if it's past 50 and the podcast just doesn't drop, we quit. We both quit.
We just fucking disappear to the woods.
We're on hiatus playing golf until X-Aid, and then we'll come back.
It's all golf gone for a while.
That's all our news. Just one big story.
That's all we really need. X-Aid is like... It dropped immediately after we posted last week's episode, so
yeah.
The Rider Club Radio curse is alive and well.
Alive and well, but now we got plenty to talk about this episode. God, I'm excited. Yeah, there's a screenshot of one of the games on one of the pictures. It looks like it's the very basic one that I almost called him Ghost, fuck me. That X8 uses to transform, and it's like a little platform in game. It's so cool. That's the coolest idea ever.
I want them already.
I want whatever.
And I don't know anything about the show or what the game's gonna be, nothing.
I already have a favorite rider, and I haven't even seen the show.
Who is it?
It's Brave.
Actually, I like Brave too.
He looks
awesome.
We'll
see when the show actually starts, but Brave is absolutely my favorite design out of all of them.
Oh, I'm so excited. I probably shouldn't get hyped, but I'm so excited.
No, you really shouldn't. I've been thinking that the whole time. Every time you say you're excited, I'm like, don't do this to yourself, Liam.
I just don't want to see you get hurt again.
I saw the horrible disappointment when Ghost turned out to not be Shaman King as a Kamen Rider series.
Why don't they just make every Kamen Rider into Shaman King, goddammit?
Why don't you just watch Shaman King?
I already did. It's over.
Yeah. Is it? Is the manga over?
Yep. The manga's a lot better.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You got nothing left to live for.
Yeah, no Shaman King. I mean,
I guess you have X-Aid.
No Shaman King. I ran out of my favorite cereal this morning. What do we got?
The world better give me something to live for soon. Is that all you have to say about X8, sir?
Yes. You want to talk about Juojer?
Yeah, let's talk about Animal Sentai Juojer episode 21. What did you think about this episode, Liam?
Well, quick overview. This episode, there's a prison man who locks people underground, and the world and Tusk have to figure out how to work together to beat him. And for that premise alone, I quite liked it.
Yeah, they get captured together.
They gotta figure it out.
That's why they have to work together.
I like it because it focuses on a character arc, like a continuing character arc with the world, that he's gradually sort of falling into the team, and he's gradually learning to not be constantly down on himself. And in this episode, it actually gets him in some shit. And he and his friend have to, you know, it's a good way to show two people in an action show becoming friends, is they save each other's asses. They pull each other out of some shit, and they grow closer. And that's what this episode's all about. So I liked that. I liked that little, the character development through it. It was good.
I thought this episode handled the world very well. Like I said before, I'm a little worried that the show is going to become the world.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was playing his theme song when they were all fighting the boss.
Yeah, you could make it out in the background, yeah.
But, you know, I'm actually hoping that the next few episodes are episodes that are focused specifically on the world and a single Juojer becoming friends.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they just do one little rotation of that.
Yeah.
And then go back to the usual, like, one-person format.
Yeah, I would enjoy that far more than just the rest of the series being the world episodes. Because you can tell the writers like him a lot. Yeah. And as they should, he's a very funny character.
Yeah, I like him a lot too, but, you know, it's a team show.
But, like I said, they handled the world and Tusk becoming friends exceptionally well. Because Tusk has no idea he's becoming friends with the world. At any point through the whole episode.
It's the power of two awkward guys.
Like, even at the end of the episode, where normally, like, after two people become friends, like, he's like, Tusk! And Tusk is like, why are you only yelling for me?
They're like, go, just go, Tusk. It's great.
Like, his over-exuberance for actually having a friend, he just skips past the whole part where he explains why he feels a connection to Tusk.
Because
he doesn't tell him at all.
Yeah, but like that's another thing I like about this episode is there's no ghost this week. Everything is delivered to you by people standing around and talking. Juojer this week, everything is delivered to you by people doing shit.
Yeah, which
is
exactly
the difference. It's they do shit, which I like a lot more. This is storytelling 101. Show don't tell.
Tusk was actually the best choice, I think, for the first character for him to form a friendship with in the team as well, because Tusk himself isn't really the most friendly person.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a lot of awkward humor out of the fact that one of them wants to be friends real bad and the other one has no idea what's going on.
It's a good match because of that, and also because they're both people who really don't make friends easily.
Yeah,
they're both like, Tusk is a kind of an asshole.
Yeah,
and we're shown that.
We get a little
episode.
Flashback where it shows that he thinks that he's, like, wording things wrong or something, but we as an audience are shown that he's a huge fucking asshole.
He's just really anal and really straight, and
he's
no
rude
fun
as shit. He just says whatever.
Yeah. He's overly blunt and honest.
He's Liam.
No, he's not. I'm a great dude.
Liam's alright, I
I'm
guess.
The best guy.
He's alright.
Liam's like a 5 out of 10.
He's no Takeru, I'll tell you that much.
You know, Jeff, I'll agree with you there. Takeru, I'm okay, but Takeru is just perfect.
He's just the greatest guy, isn't he?
He's the last hope of humanity. He's
the
best.
You know that he has infinite potential? Because
he does.
I
read about that in Time Magazine, actually.
I hear he was Time Magazine's Man of the Year this year, and every year.
I hear...
Liam, are you crying tears at how great Takeru is as a person?
As a matter of fact, I am.
That'll happen at some point in the series. Somebody's gonna cry about how... Well, they already have. They cried about how great Takeru is.
Takeru cried a lot about how great he was early on. He cried single tears.
Takeru's the best guy.
Oh, I hate him so much.
it's funny how much I hate him for him being the best guy and the hope of humanity.
How do we always get back to Ghost? This is my fault. I mentioned it.
George Ghost was on the cover of Time magazine when he was younger because of his infinite potential when he got that A on that spelling test.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing the Ganmisers didn't come and shoot their beam to make it into an F. Steal all the good grades away from the little children of Japan.
I would have watched the shit out of that.
You know, after Georgia, I have a piece to say about the Ganmisers, but I'll save that. So Georgia this week was, I wouldn't say it was an exceptionally great episode. Georgia is just like, it's just known for good episodes. I sit down and I enjoy it every week.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's I almost hate to say it that like this is an average Georgia episode because it was good and you should totally watch it and it's great.
Well, that's the thing about average Georgia episodes is that average for Georgia is like really damn good.
Like knocking it out of the park for all these characters, and it is the characters. I don't want to say the writing in general is great because the plot of Georgia is really bare bones.
Like it's thin as shit.
It's the absolute basic what you need for a Sentai, but it's stuffed with these characters that are so great, and it's been hinted at, like shit has been hinted at, which sort of makes you anticipate the plot expanding. I'm still wondering what the hell the bird Juman was talking about when he was like, fuck Juland, I hate that place.
Yeah, Eagle Man appeared in this episode. He danced in the credits.
Yeah, great.
Which I was like smiling ear to ear when he and Larry showed up dancing. Yeah.
I'm hoping with Eagle Man, it's not that he was exiled for being a criminal or something. I really hope that Juland hides a horrible secret.
Everybody was exiled for being a huge fucking dick.
Yeah, but I hope he was maybe being a dick because he found out that Juland was built on the back of slaves or something, or just some horrible thing.
What if... Let's write some fan fiction. What if...
I got my pen right here.
Juland only exists because it's like taking resources, some sort of little life energy or something from Earth. And its continued existence means Earth will one day be destroyed.
What if, this is neat, what if the resources they use are the coins that are collected by the bad guys or something?
Because, like,
I noticed that the bad guys and the Jumans have no connection. Just the aliens happen to invade right on the day when the Jumans get there. What if there was some dark, evil connection between the two of them?
What if Master Genus created Juland?
Oh, that'd be cool.
And that's why he knows how to make cube animals!
God damn it, Jeff. Someone had told
me. I've written a great show!
What if that turns out to be real? Oh, God.
I hope that's true.
I hope
he does have some sort of connection.
Just be good. Just have some sort of weird connection to the animal. Just some dark secret. That'd be so cool.
That would
I'm really
be.
Hoping for that.
I hope so. I hope Eagle Man comes back after this spate of episodes about Juo the World becoming part of the team if Eagleman comes back.
I've seen some scans that say Eagleman is going to come back.
Well, he will come back eventually. I just mean I want him to come back at like soon.
Oh, he'll be back soon.
And he's bringing something with him. Oh, you know shit,
don't you? Yeah, I know one shit.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, that's kind of Georgia's strength is in its characters and in its like hinting at. It's not like some writer series where they trickle the plot at you. It's just they drop little hints.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
Another big thing that Juojo has over Ghost especially, but a lot of other Sentai series, is that the fight scenes are well choreographed.
Oh, yeah.
None of them are the same. Like, they might happen in the same place, like that fucking, like, square block plaza that they're always in.
Yeah.
But every fight is done from a different angle, with different cameras, like, different cinematography, different shots. Every character does different moves.
Yeah, the body acting is phenomenal in Juojo.
Yeah.
Like,
in Ghost, fight scenes are completely interchangeable.
Yeah, and the fucking choreography is dreadful in Ghost. It's really bad.
It's really terrible.
It's really bland. We've went over this before, but like in the Ganmiser fight this week, it's literally they walk up to him and kick him, and then they walk up to him and punch him, and he falls down. He's like, oh no, and he thrusts his sword at them to shoot a magnet, and then they walk up to him and punch him. And then it ends with them shooting a big laser.
You can play as much, like, pop rock as you want during that. It doesn't make it exciting.
It's not exciting. It's not visually interesting, and there's nothing interesting going on between the characters, which is even more egregious. I know Sentai doesn't really have that either, but at least it has a cast of fun characters fighting this stupid monster.
The monsters in Juojo are fun as well. They all have a gimmick.
And they have little distinct, they have like distinct little cardboard cutout personality. As much as you can give a one episode one off monster.
All of them have, they're like stereotypes, but all of them have personalities.
Yeah.
What, all the Ganmisers are the same. They're literally the same character.
You want to know, before we get into Ganmisers, you want to know what I liked about this episode? One last thing.
What did you like?
Emu uses her taste to catch the bad
guy. Oh, yeah. That was a creepy fucking scene when her mouth opens and you see from the side. But I paused it to look, and there's just row after row of, like, helmet teeth in the mouth.
I didn't pause. I did not care to pause. But not only that, but when they catch the people with these, like, ball and chains on their ankles, and then they drag them underground into some magic prison, and Sayla's like, oh, I can swim on land, I'll check it out. And you're like, oh, well, they're all using, even, it doesn't work, but, like, the writers remembered. That's nice, that's really nice.
Yeah.
It's more than a lot of Toker shows. A
little bit of roundness. That's what Juojo does far better than Ghost. Roundness to the series, the characters, the plots, the abilities, everything.
The characters are consistent without being boring, because they're constantly bouncing off of each other.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
She uses her power to jump into the ground and see if she could get down to where the people are being held, finds out they're not being held underground there. It was a teleportation thing.
Yeah, and Emu tastes a bit of salty seawater on the bad guy's leg, and they're like, let's go by the bay. It's just a nice little, they use their powers, their previously established things.
We talked about that before. We weren't entirely certain what Amu's ability was, because it wasn't really, like, touched on as heavily as everyone else's, but this is real blatant about it. It shows you 100% her power is taste, and when she bites somebody, she gets the taste of them and knows some shit.
Now she's gonna have to taste every villain just in case there's a hint on them.
Ugh.
That's just gonna result in some really awkward scenes, I'm sure.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It had to be the pretty one, too, huh, Japan? Huh?
Of course. It could have been Leo.
Leo's loud.
Leo's
which
loud.
Fits him so well.
Fits exactly lined up with his character.
Wouldn't it make sense why Sayla didn't like him to begin with.
Yeah.
Because she hears stuff so well.
Yeah.
So but you had something to say about the Ganmisers.
Yeah, I want to talk about Ganmisers. Wouldn't it be better if there was just one Ganmiser and he was just this unstoppable beast? Unstoppable,
wouldn't it be better
beast?
If instead of the Ganmisers we got actual monsters?
No, but like, okay. Hear me out here, okay. Ghost sucks. I'm trying to work within this framework. But imagine if it's just Adele, right? And imagine if Adele was a good character. And imagine if as
I'm having
his...
trouble already.
I know I'm asking you to stretch your imagination a lot here, but I need you to work with me. Imagine Adele's a good character. And imagine he has just this thing behind him that's like an ever-evolving AI. And every time you fight it, it learns your shit and gets stronger. And just, that's the threat. There doesn't have to be 15 of them. There doesn't have to be 6 quadrillion of them. They don't have to be immortal. Just one, and you want to have multiple suits, just have it change suits every time the AI evolves, and the suit evolves, and it gets more grotesque and larger or something, just like an evil monster robot.
I mean, if you're trying to save money on actors and whatnot, I understand that's a much better way to go than having all the troop. That, they're all one AI anyway.
They're all Adele's.
They just have a different, like, glass piece that they come out of.
Yeah.
It would be better, overall, if the Ganmisers were, like, the guardians of the world and weren't robots for no reason. All had their own personalities.
Like a council sort of thing?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
That would be far better, and it would give you far more to work with the villains, because Adele being the final villain is probably the saddest shit in this entire series, if it turns out to be true.
He's the worst. Like, Adonis had something going on, Adele has nothing going on.
Exactly. And next episode, it shows Adith hold up his icon like he's gonna transform. He'll probably just put it away, like he always does. But if he actually transforms, beats Adele's ass, and becomes the final villain, that would be far better.
Yeah. Just anyone.
And then it turns out that the Sage and Edith are the same guy, and everybody's like, oh my god, I didn't know this for no reason.
You're talking about the Ganmisers as, like, a council of defense for the Ganma world?
Yeah.
But if they wanted to go that route, they already had a whole family in place to do that, and they didn't use them effectively at all.
No, they just killed them off.
They just killed them off. What is this, Game of Thrones? But I'm...
I can't, like, leave a long pause and stuff, because you'll just edit it out. So.
That was like a chicken game. Who's gonna talk first?
It was.
Maybe I'll leave that one in.
If you don't know at home, and he'll probably cut this out too, but every time there's an awkward pause after he tells a joke, he mostly just whittles that shit down until it's almost nothing.
Seems funny in that way.
I really didn't know what to say to that, actually.
No, well, I didn't know how to follow it up, so here we are.
The Ganmisers are pointless. Adela's pointless.
The point of this discussion is that anything would be better than what we have.
The plot of Ghost is pointless. The power creep is pointless. Like, there's no threat in Ghost anymore. They keep showing, they cut to the Ganma world, and Adele's like, you're gonna see my plan. I got a plan. I'm gonna do a thing. It's a plan. And then the next episode starts and the same shit happens. For the past, like, entire series. Ever since Adonis died.
You know what Ghost should do is wait until there's a bank holiday and the Deep Connect building is empty and just blow it up. Just blow it up with Infinity Soul. Just blow the whole building up.
He doesn't know anything about that. As a matter of fact, neither does Adele. Yeah, that's not Adele's plan. No one knows what his plan is.
I think Adele told Igor to do it. I think.
Maybe.
He doesn't
care about it anymore. He found out he can become a god.
He's not involved in this shit, no.
No, it's like... He's like, I'm gonna become a god with the power of the Ganmisers. Didn't you decide that you were gonna do that, like, 6 episodes ago? And he said, when he killed his dad, he was like, I have a plan to bring forth the utopia that my father wanted. And then he found out about the Ganmisers. And then he started using the Ganmisers. He didn't know they existed before that. So that wasn't his plan.
What was his other... Maybe his other plan was the Deep Connect.
And then he had... Then after he found out the Ganmisers, he told people, you know, I'm going to use the Ganmisers. I have a plan. My plan is the greatest plan. And then he found out the Ganmisers could fuse with him. He didn't know that.
Things are just going really conveniently for him.
He never had a plan. He's just been lying the whole show, and shit just keeps happening. Like, he just keeps ending up in the pink.
He's over and over again. You know what happens is they're like, okay, Adele, we'll follow your plan. He's like, great. I'm going to go back to my room and plan my plan. And he's got a big whiteboard that says the plan on it, and it's just completely blank. There's a big question mark on it, and he sits in front of it for 8 hours a day, just going, fuck, shit.
It just says, good utopia, and has good underlined 6 times.
Thank lucky for him. It's so, thank goodness that everything is going his way. Thank goodness everything is so convenient in this TV show.
Everything's coming up Adele in this series.
Yep. Well, I'm sure that'll change towards the end.
What was his first plan? What was his second plan?
His first plan was probably just to buy a nuke or something. Just go to North Korea.
What's his plan now?
Become a god, I guess?
Become
a techno god?
What was Adonis's plan? Aelia's like, our father, his plan never involved taking over the human world. Why were you sending ghosts there then?
You know what? I don't have an answer for you. I don't. I just don't. There is no answer.
If you can't tell it at home, I'm getting mad. I'm getting real mad.
Jeff's getting up. It's going to be time for his nap after this podcast, I think.
I have to just, like, think about something else for a while after we do this podcast, or I'm just gonna be mad all week.
Speaking about something else, you want to read the email?
Way to give away the spoiler that we only have one email this week.
We have plenty of other shit to...
Want to read the email? Okay. Our email is from Timeline.
Okay.
And he says, hey guys, you said last week that there is no bad dads in Kamen Rider. Is Banno really that forgettable? Did we say that?
did we forget about fucking Banno?
No. I couldn't forget about Banno. I talk about him all the time. He's the best, right?
He was such a... Well, actually, he was a pretty good villain when he was fighting Mach.
Yeah, he served as a great villain for Mach, not as the final villain of the series.
He wasn't really. I mean, Hartley was the best.
He was a huge fucking asshole, is what he was.
Yeah, I mean, Banno was cool. Gold Drive was kind of horseshit.
If he would have been anything else, that would have been far better.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is what we got.
Also, in current news, which genre of video games would you want to have powers based on? I personally play mostly survival games, so I'd probably get stuck with a pickaxe for a weapon.
Well, here's the thing. I like RPGs. I like JRPGs and WRPGs. I play them all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've already been taken. Brave's already got my shit.
I tend to like action games. Beat-em-ups, platformers, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I would be X-Aid.
What kind of form would you get if you put Morrowind into the game driver?
A really, really polygonal form.
It'd be all brown and blocky.
It'd be brown and polygonal.
And every time you swung your sword at the enemy, you'd have to just roll a dice to see if you hit or not. And if you get wrong, you just fly right through them.
But you have good dialogue. Good story.
But you have an incredible world building. And you can read books real well.
Good luck using that against the villain.
Before anyone says anything, Morrowind is literally my favorite game.
Yeah, I was going to jump in and say that.
I love to dump on it, but it's the best game I ever played.
I haven't played Morrowind in a decade, but I too loved it. So, I tell you what, I would want like a Streets of Rage...
Oh my god.
...form, where I could just do like a billion fighting moves and walk... right forever.
Oh, you can only walk in one direction, but you can lift up anything and pile drive it no matter what. That's the trade-off.
And constant amazing music plays everywhere I go.
You can every garbage can you break is going to contain one perfectly edible item.
I should have two forms as the beat-em-up character. There should be I guess beat-em-ups would be my specific form. I should have old school beat 'em ups where I can only move in one direction, but I can pile drive anything, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have modern beat 'em ups where I solve all my problems with QTEs.
You just mash one button.
It's all quick time events all the time.
That's why it's the strongest form, because it's so piss easy.
I just use like Mach, how he like beat off his driver all the time. I just do that with like the button.
Your final form should be God Hand.
Should have my arm lopped off and replaced for my final form.
Oh, write in and tell us about what your favorite video game would be as an X-Aid form. That sounds fun.
It does sound fun. Write into writerclubradio@gmail.com. As you can tell, we could probably use some emails.
Or send us a tweet at Rider Club Radio.
And you could tell us all about your favorite candy. What's your favorite candy?
Yeah, I don't know. I like Smarties.
What?
You know Smarties?
We do have Smarties, but yeah, that's your favorite candy?
No, your Smarties are wrong. Your Smarties are different.
Okay, what are your Smarties like?
The Smarties in Canada are like M&M's. They're like chocolate.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. Our Smarties are like little chalk tablets.
Yeah, we have those, but they're called Rockets here.
I like taffy.
I like taffy, yeah. I like M&M's.
I like Reese's peanut butter cups, but everyone on Earth likes those.
I like Reese's, yeah.
Reese's, you know what I fucking hate is Twizzlers.
I don't like licorice at all.
Twizzlers? I don't like licorice at all either. But everyone loves Twizzlers, and if you like Twizzlers, you can go fuck yourself. I hate them.
Anything chocolate, I'll put into my mouth.
Man, there's so many jokes.
Don't do it.
Thanks for tuning in to Rider Club Radio this week. As we've mentioned like a million times in this episode, you can send us emails at riderclubradio@gmail.com.
Or you can send us tweets at Rider Club Radio.
So. And if you want to tell us what your Xaid form would be, you can do that. Tell whatever the hell I said earlier in the episode.
Tell us about your video games as an Xaid form. I want to imagine.
Oh yeah, send us your opinions on Xaid and the suits and everything. Now that we have better images and everything, I want to know what your opinion is.
Okay.
Because I didn't think Liam was going to agree with me that they were good. I was sure he was going to tell me I was an idiot.
No, I actually like them more than you, I think.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But write in and tell us about that. Tell us about what your form would be. Ask us whatever questions. Tell us what your favorite candy is.
Tell us what you got in your loot crate this month. I don't know.
Don't tell us that.
Don't tell us about loot crate.
Don't tell us that you like Twizzlers either. Keep that shit to yourself.
Don't talk shit about it, especially if it's black licorice. Ooh, get the fuck out of my inbox with that shit.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. So thanks for watching, or listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
See ya.